All right, so here we go again. This is June 18th of the year 2013, a beautiful time as we enter the gateway of summer. We are today looking at the third eye chakra, the brow chakra, the ajna. And this particular chakra is very, very important in terms of us being able to have clarity on ourself, to have self-awareness, self-esteem, as well as the capacity to open up to guidance and to be able to make manifest that which we intend. So a particularly juicy and interesting chakra because it has so much potential in what it can do. Okay, gosh, I'm starting to, I don't want to go in this direction, but I do want to acknowledge that there are certain, gosh, it's curious, there are certain tendencies to want to shut this particular chakra. Whoop, that's funny. I hit my other phone and it came on. I don't know if you heard that, but it's like there are certain energies to keep this chakra from opening up. And sometimes, you know, there's talk about fluoride in the water and all kinds of stuff. And yes, I'll say I am a conspiracy theorist to a large degree because I enjoy listening and paying attention to that kind of stuff because it gives me an understanding of why things are so bizarre at times. And so I listen to it with a grain of salt, but I'm also aware that there are certain things that are happening, even with the process, I believe, of MSG and some of these chemicals that are designed, in a sense, to cloud over the pituitary gland or the pineal gland so that they don't function in the way they do. Now, call that bizarre or call it interesting. Let's just say it's food for thought because the third eye is about the higher perspective and the higher vision of all things. And I believe any person who has consciousness really believes and knows that things aren't the way they seem. Because each of us has had windows and moments where we actually saw beyond the moments in time. We've had those moments, whether they were drug-induced or just a result of our own inner state, where we began to see things differently and experience the world in a different way, if only for a moment in time. And some of that happens through the visual because the visual is such a critical element of our experience on this planet because we use the sight more so than any of the other senses. In fact, we rely way too much on it. In fact, you take it away and then all the other senses begin to expand and become highly developed because they have to be. And gosh, there's just so much stuff coming through on this. Let me take a breath here. Because I'm already feeling a little pressure in the front. I'm feeling it in the back, almost like there's an arrow that's gone through and opened up a particular conduit through there right now. I was out yesterday at the beach. I have found I'll call the world's perfect beach for now, just up the coast in between the town of San Simeon, which is the service for Hearst Castle, and then just right up the road, San Simeon Cove, which is this beautiful cove that's part of the old Lemurian energy, and you can go there to get healings in this particular tree area that juts out as a peninsula into the water. And I found this beach along the way. It's just a vista point. It's the second vista point as you're heading north between those two spots. And I went down there, and I don't know, I'm sure you've had these altered state days where everything just sort of fell into this notch and then expanded. I could even see as I was driving up there, everything was kind of in a slow motion movement. And yet there was such clarity and such awareness of what was going on, and I just allowed myself to surrender into it. Now, this is significant to me because I've been doing some inner work that's been kicking my butt on some level and has opened up a whole bunch of stuff. So it hasn't been really a pleasant time, but it's been an open time, and there's been a great deal of awareness that's occurred and also a great deal of release. So let's just say it's one of those beautiful roller coasters that are happening in these times. So when I fell into this little space, it's interesting to say I fell, I just surrendered into it and all of this stuff opened up. And when I got down to the beach itself, climbed down that little cliff on that precarious little path and came down to the sand, everything began to open up. So if someone just joined the call, we're going to invite you to star 6 so that you can mute your side so that when we chant and all of that, we will be be able to do it without being interfered with on one another. So here I was down at this beach, and I began to notice that there were just patterns in the sand from the wind. There were patterns in the sand from the sand crabs. There were things that just no matter where I looked, they began opening up and opening up. I just kept seeing more and seeing more, and I felt like a little boy. I had a sense of wonder. I was in fascination. My imagination was going crazy when I saw these, when a wave would come in, it would wash back, and then all of a sudden there were all these trails in the sand with a little dot at the end of them, and I was going, what is that? What is that? And I saw it all over the place. And then another wave finally came up that far and washed back, and as I looked, I saw all these little sand crabs. I guess they're sand crabs. They're just tiny little guys, and they were scurrying with the water and away from the water in all different directions, and then they'd burrow back into the sand. So if you pick up sand, all these little critters will come out of it. But it was just magnificent to see that. I turned over to the right. There was a little buzzard just behind the rock, and he flew up as I was there. And this buzzard had an animal there that he was doing his work with, and it turned out to be a little otter, and the cutest and most beautiful thing. So here it was being consumed by this vulture. And all animals have meanings, and so I just really started to look and pay attention to what was going on there. And then the gulls would come by, and then there was an otter out at the water, and then I'd look down at the sand and the patterns that were left by the wind, and it would lead to some seaweed that was set in a certain sort of way. What I'm saying, I could describe this scene over and over again, and then it culminated with the school of dolphins that came up off the shore out there. There were about seven of them, and we rarely see dolphins. So it was just one of those days where my awareness expanded, and I wanted to start today with the notion that I bet you all have had those days where it felt primal. It felt, you felt connected to all kinds of things. Now, I submit that is the way we are designed, and that these times especially are about clearing out the debris, clearing out the lower energies that we have held on to from the moments of living, to reach this point where we can access the senses, where we can access the actual qualities of the natural world and begin to experience it in its fullness, without the use of drugs, without the use of stimulants that create an artificial state to open up certain doors to us. I submit that these doors are opening naturally right now as a result of the energy pouring in. So the more we choose to pay attention and become aware of ourselves in larger levels, the greater we are served in this capacity to be truly who we are and to really begin to enjoy the gifts of this particular dimension, the gifts of this particular kingdom. So the third eye is representative to opening up and fine-tuning and honing and expanding our awareness. It is the doorway to vision. It is the doorway to intention. It is also the doorway, in a sense, to opening guidance and to being willing to allow the guidance to come in. Now, you do understand I'm using terms that relate to all of the chakras. The will center is the solar plexus. The joy center and the creativity at the second chakra, the foundation at the root, the heart chakra that opens us up to the love vibration that exists in all things around the world, the throat that gives expression, the crowns that opens up, the earth star and the soul star, all of those things are aligned and working together to create and support the vision center. None of these centers are isolated. They all work in conjunction. And the clearer we are as a being, the more each of them works. And the more we are able to stand in our design and be fully present in that frequency, expressing that I amness that is so unique for each of us. So how are we going to do that today? Well, there's some interesting things. I now downloaded a book on Kindle. Let's see if I can find it. And I'll have to give you the title later because it doesn't show up on the first page here. But it's very interesting because it talked about opening the third eye. And it only gave, bits of information and then referred to a location where you can actually get the actual program. You know how those things are. And I respect that. But The point is there's some actual physical things that I want to start off this morning with, because I haven't actually done this particular part before. We've relied a lot on sound, but because things are so in such a physical place for me right now, as I clear these old energies, I'm paying more attention to that area. So there's a couple things I want to pass on in working with the third eye. Now, if any of you have been into tapping is working with meridian points and actually stimulating them through a rhythmic tapping that is very akin to acupressure and acupuncture. And it literally is designed to go ahead and shake loose or clear up blockages. Now, there's a tapping sequence that occurs, and this call is not about going through that, but one of the points is the third eye point. So if you go to the bridge of your nose, and if you follow up the bridge of your nose, you go into the notch that just starts to expand into the forehead. When you go up over the notch, and I invite you to be doing this because I want you to find this point. You're going up over the notch, and you got a little ridge there, and then it goes into an indentation. You feel the indentation under the skin. That is your third eye entry point. Years ago, I took a training called Egyptian Huna, and they were doing some opening of the third eye. And they would do an actual, you know, fifth dimensional insert of a tool that went into the forehead and actually pierced the forehead and went into the third eye. And it was pretty interesting. We got a little mantra that I'm never supposed to say. Who knows? It was actually Ongneath. Ongneath. That was my mantra. Now, I bet everybody else's was Ongneath. No, I'm just kidding. That was transcendental meditation. Anyway, once you get to this point, there are two things we can do with it. One is just start tapping on it. And as you tap on this, the intention here is that you clear away blockages to your vision. You invite clear seeing. And as you tap in this particular area, you realize that your capacity to see the expanded view is opening with each tap. So as you breathe with it, you're just going to allow yourself to tap away and let occur what occurs. Ideally, if we were to start working with this, and I invite you to do this, because today is really about just giving you some tools that you can use in your own time. Using this, you'd start to work with the visualization process. You can actually do this now as we do this. As you're tapping, take your eyes from the inside. If you close your eyes, it's fine. If you open them, but look up at that point. So you're literally looking up to the third eye from the inside, or if your eyes are open, you're seeing your hand in a rhythmic process going back and forth as it taps that third eye. Looking up this way is actually one of the mudras, one of the physical alignments of the body to actually stimulate a certain energy. So just do that. Okay, that's enough tapping for the moment. So take a breath. Take a breath. Now, before we go any further on this, there's a lot I want to share, and I also want to put a little cocoon of light around us. If you've participated in these calls before, you know there's two ways that we do this right away. One is to use the chant at the top of the support page called the Hung Vajrape, which is the Tibetan protection chant. It puts a cocoon of light and safety around us and clear and allows us to function at a higher frequency of which we are aligned, and lower frequencies are no longer welcome within that sphere. But first, just a little rattle here to begin to work that. You can hear the bell in there, and it almost sounds like Christmas. This particular, what is this called? This particular rattle has multiple frequencies. It's made of cloth. It's from Guatemala. And that little bell in there is just enough to tingle and to work that third eye. So allow that through the limited frequency of the phone to just clear and cleanse. And you can feel it in the front, you can feel it in the back as well. All of the chakras have companion points, opposite points. There's a front and a back to the third eye. And in back of the third eye is actually the medulla center. The medulla is often considered the seat of God, an entry point for the holy energy. I don't know, but it's certainly worth considering. Just a little more sound before we go to the Hung Vajrape. These bells, they're delicate, And while these bells are going on, why don't you go ahead and look up at your third eye again. Hold that position, and as you breathe, just relax into the sound, and then relax into that looking towards that area and moving the focus. Because when you put focus in an area, the chi begins to align around that area, and it begins to impact it, and it begins to bring awareness to it. It begins to intensify in terms of the energy that is there. So it is. Boy, those are nice. All right, take a breath, if you will. And in a moment, we'll do a breath that many of you may know, but it's one that specifically is really good for third eye. But the Hung Vajrapa. We're just going to say this particular phrase in this kind of a sing-songy way 7 times. And each time, we're going to expand the sphere of energy around us in that protective space. Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa, Hung Vajrapa. So it is. So I invite you to just twist a little bit the waist, shrug your shoulders, just relax into your space. Open your eyes and just look around your room and begin to notice with your vision. Begin to listen with your ears. Get a sense of your body being in the chair or wherever you are and feel its pressure against the back of you. Feel where your feet are in relation to the earth. Are they on the ground? Are they on the floor? Become aware of that. Notice the colors in the room. Notice the shapes. Begin to be aware. And in that awareness, what we're doing is we're inviting that third eye and all of its companion senses to open and be present in higher ways. Just the very act of becoming aware is enough to kick your intuitive self into high gear. You don't necessarily need a whole lot of training if you have a high awareness. Something to consider. Now, we're going to go ahead and put another cocoon as you keep your energy aware of the sphere that you're in and what's going on around you. We're going to speak our birth name. You've done this before. This birth name carries the frequency of the design of who we are at incarnation. When we speak it, we call the cells back to alignment for that moment in time, and we reclaim our essence and magnificence. In other words, we go back to our child self. We go back to that pure, innocent place of wonder and fascination. So I invite you to become aware of that space as you continue to be aware of the larger space. Now expand your awareness to the inside as well. And as we speak this name, we will do one of three things. We will do all of three things. One, we will continue to support the sphere of energy around us as a protective sphere. We will also call into presence the energetic and etheric beings, archangels, guides, etc., that are aligned to the very frequency that is our design. I think that's two things. Those are good enough. Okay, so on the count of three, I'm going to ask you to speak your birth name. This is the name you came with, not the name you changed it to. If you became Ashtara Command or Solaris or anything of those names, these new agey names, those are beautiful. And yet, sometimes it's getting away from what that other name contained. We want to go back and make peace with this name as well. So we're going to speak that name, and if you were married, we want to go back to the maiden name. The count of three, we're going to speak it. We're going to speak it for 7 times. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 One more. Mark Stanton Welch. I'm going to have to listen to the tape to see if I counted correctly. All right, back to the third eye. Go back to that notch on the forehead. This is also the acupressure point. So what I want you to do is go find that little notch again as you move your finger up, and then it falls into that. And if you have a fingernail, take it and lightly begin to stimulate that particular area as if it was a needle. And I just want you to do this for a moment. And you might find a point that has some interesting qualities about it in there, and you might start to get some tingling. It might actually hurt, but it feels good and assertive in a bad way. Again, all we're doing is stimulating the physical entry point of the third eye. And as you do this, just allow yourself to bring your awareness and your inner vision up to that third eye point. And just keep providing that pressure, regulating it. Okay, that's enough. Now just rub that area in a circle. Massage it lightly. And I invite you in your own time to go back to this point and begin to work with this point. I think you'll begin to get clarity on not only your own capacity to make decisions in alignment with the solar plexus, but also to be getting vision and to have clearer intentions of what it is that you want to manifest. These things all work in conjunction. Okay. There's a particular breathing from the east, from India. It's the pranayama. And this particular breathing is called alternate nostril breathing in the translation of it. But we're going to do this because I want you to get akin to it and to become aware of it, because it has so many benefits beyond just working with the third eye. So I invite you to take your index and your middle finger and set them on that point, either your left hand or right hand for this moment. You want to set them on that place we were just working, that little notch, that indentation. And then the rest of your hand is like is over your nose, over your, like a little mask for the moment. You're going to take your thumb and you'll be closing off the left nostril, and then your ring finger and your little finger, in a sense, together will close off the right nostril in an alternate sort of way. So what we're going to do is take those ring finger and we're going to close off the right nostril and then breathe in through the left nostril. So do that. Breathe in. And it may be a little stopped up. But now you're going to close off with the thumb the left nostril and then release out the right side by taking your finger, your middle ring finger off, and then release. And then breathe in through that right nostril. Closing it off with the ring finger, opening up the left side, and then releasing the air there. And then we're going to close off the left. I'm sorry, breathe in. Closing off with the thumb, release the right side, the air is released. Breathing in on the right. Closing off the right, releasing of the left by releasing the thumb. Closing, breathing in on the left. Closing, release on the right. Breathing in on the right. Closing and releasing and opening on the left. Now I invite you to do about three more of these breaths on your own. Okay, go back to normal breathing and just be aware. Now, several things that I noticed about what I was doing there. First off, I made a whole bunch of noise from the one side, and it felt a little stopped up. You know, it's like every hour, every 2 hours, there's a sequence where the one nostril opens and the other one closes a little more. So there's this process that goes back and forth. So that's going to affect the pranayama breathing. But interestingly enough, my left nostril seemed to close when I started, and I was making all kinds of noises as it was doing, which will be on the recording, which is beautiful. As I did that, and we only did about 6 or 7 breaths, that left side began to open up, which was very interesting. So I was able to take deeper breaths with that. Now, not only that, but the point when I was done, I was in a bit of an altered state. I was in a bit of an altered state that allowed me. I felt a little lightheaded, it's called. But quite honestly, it's not lightheaded. What literally is happening is your energy is opening up. And the sensations that you're experiencing are the waking up of the tissues. So excessive breath and feeding all of that prana and that life force and the oxygen is causing chemical reaction within the body and opening up all kinds of particular areas. Again, to treat that as if it's something that's bad is a bit of an attempt to control how we perceive things. And I only mean this to say is to say that a lot of these techniques that we're starting to use, we can sometimes feel very self-conscious about them. We can sometimes have judgment about them. We can feel a little bit guilty about doing these things that are opening us up when quite literally we've been taught to stay closed. So I think that's important to lay on the table. Okay. Let me get my computer open again. So pay attention to the room again, and notice that what we're doing is we're beginning to expand and open up, and we're creating a greater sense of awareness. Now, I have a couple tuning forks here, and there's a specific frequency called the Fibonacci series. It's typically a mathematical frequency, but it's very much like a spiral. And there are certain mathematical relationships, kind of like fractions. And there are certain combinations of tones that create the frequency of this Fibonacci series. And someone has created relationship in terms of what each means. I have a set of tuning forks that works with that. This particular one is about opening up to dreams, visualization, and new ideas. Sorry. And new ideas. So I'm just going to sound this particular frequency over the phone, and I just want you to allow it to move through your cranium, through your ears, and allow it to flood through your being. At the same time, hold your inner vision up to the third eye. Interestingly enough, is a C and an A. Those are two notes. When you put them together, it forms an interval called the sixth. The sixth is an interval that isn't necessarily used that much because it has a certain texture about it. It was used more in the 40s. When you listen to a lot of big band music, there's a lot of texturing using six. It's a soothing sound. It's a very, very peaceful sound. And when you hear it, it just kind of feels nice. It feels comfortable. It is also the sound, it's the frequency that the trains use when they have the whistle at the crossings, the C6. When you hear that, even though it's supposed to be an alarm, it is actually a soothing sound. Now, whether they know it or not, what it actually is also inviting us to do is to open up our vision center. Now, do you find that ironic or not? Whenever I hear a train whistle, I get winsome, and I start thinking of traveling. I start thinking of all kinds of things to get into this sort of space. I find that very interesting. C6, that is a particular interval that invites visualization and invites the dream state. Now, there's one more interval I want to do with these particular tuning forks, and this is to recognize a brainwave. There's a brainwave state that when we get into, it creates an opening and a receptivity to guidance and also to visualizing. And when we get into this state, guided visualizations are particularly potent and particularly powerful, and so is the meditation process. So what I'm going to do is give you this theta interval, and I believe it's going to work over the phone. Typically, I have two forks, and you put one on each side of the ear, and the brain then attunes to that particular frequency that's going back and forth between the ears. But what I'm going to very do is you'll hear a fluttering of the sound, and that particular fluttering is the theta sound. I'm thinking it's going to have impact, and I want to do this so that as we work and start doing the singing and the chanting and the mantra work here, then I think we're going to be in a receptive state. So let me do this. I do hope that translated through there. In the state that you are, I'll invite you to speak your name one more time on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Let's go down the page now. Actually, let's not go down the page. Let's stay right at the top. And you see that tone, A, E phonetic. We're going to sing a particular tone or hold a tone. Each of the chakras has a specific frequency about it and a phonetic that focuses it right to the chakra. I want us to do that, and what it's going to do is to begin to activate it, to open that. What happens is chakras begin to close down in the spin. When the spin slows down, we lose access to the flow of that particular chakra. So it is advisable to do chakra tune-ups on a regular basis to go ahead and keep those particular chakras open and clear. When you find that you have no vision and you seem to be unable to set intention and you feel confused and your thinking is a little off, chances are you have a sluggish third eye. This is our pitch. We're going to use the phonetic E. And it's going to be a very nasally sound. We're going to hold it against the forehead. If you can put it against the face. That's an intense sound. It's kind of like when we're on the playground going, nee, 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 nee. We know that sound. But you feel it vibrate at the forehead, and I felt mine vibrating right at that third eye, right in the forehead as well as in the voice box, and then the pressure that was in the throat itself. All right. Let's move down to a mantra in the middle of the page, the Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. This is a particular Sanskrit mantra that is designed to open inner and outer vision. So we're going to sing this through a series of times. Here's how it goes. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. Three more times. Om Ashwina Teja Shah Chakshuhu. Om Ashwina Teja Chakshu. Two more. Oh,
Shwina Tejasha Chakshu Om Ashwina Tejasha Chakshu Last time Om Ashwina Tejasha Chakshu Om Ashwina Tejasha Chakshu
And so it is, so it is. Please drop down to the bottom of the page. We're going to go ahead and do an affirmation here and speak this particular affirmation out loud as we make statement forward to clear and cleanse this particular chakra. All together, please. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from seeing my true worth. I lift and release all veils over the truth of this dimension to reveal to me the beauty and love in all of life. I see and experience only through the eyes and heart of love, and so it is, so it is, and so it is. I invite you to use this affirmation as often as necessary to help you reclaim that state of your naturalness. An affirmation is designed through repetition to actually begin to change a subconscious belief or the patterning that's been put into place. Use these, use them often. Make a recording of it, listen to it. However you want to do it, make new ones. But notice how that was put together. Let's stick with the spoken word for a minute here. No, we're not. We're going to go straight up to the Egyptian third eye activation process. So I want us to do this, and this will allow us to begin to open up a little more so that when we do the proclamations below, they will take seed in that subconscious element and make demand of the universe to show up in the form that we are calling for. Okay, the third eye process here is akin to a notion of kundalini energy that moves from the root up to the crown in a usually a very slow process that through life as it opens up and helps to give us clarity and an understanding of the greater frequencies and the greater expanse of life. Things are happening much more quickly these days, and in fact, some people have had kundalini experiences that happened really fast, and so it took them a while to adjust to that. This is not designed to do that. What this is going to do is going to take the energy from the root and what's called the anal lock, where as we send this energy off, we're going to squeeze and lock the anus as if we are going to using it for relieving ourselves. And we're going to hold that lock, and then as we do, it shoots energy straight up the spine, and then like a serpent, it comes out and it bites at the inside of the forehead. From the inside, and that is the trigger to open up that third eye. So the phrasing is U-A-Z-I-T. So the U, we squeeze. No, we say U-A-H, we squeeze, it shoots up, and then the Z-I-T is when it strikes the forehead from the inside. We'll do this seven times. So we go U-Squeeze-A-H, and Z-I-T, it strikes. U-A-Z-I-T. U-A-Z-I-T. U-A-Z-I-T, U-A-Z-I-T, U-A-Z-I-T. Two more. U-A-Z-I-T, U-A-Z-I-T. So it is. If you look at the phonetics of this and the tones, the pitches that we're using, not the pitches, but the phonetics, the U, the A, the Z-I-T, you can see the U, which is a second chakra tone. It's taking the wounds of life. It's taking that essence of stuff that is no longer relevant to us and we want to clear. It runs it through the Ah chakra, which is the heart chakra, bathes it in love, and then moves it up to the third eye and the brow and sends it out in the sense through it and opens up that so that we get the greater vision of even the moments of living we've had to learn the vastness of experience that happened beyond what it just appeared to be. Take a breath, if you will, and go, ah. All right, now down to the proclamations. We want to speak these proclamations as if this is the gospel. We're going to speak them with presence and power and intention. Proclamations are designed, in essence, to be spoken one time, and they give marching orders to the universe. All the energies we call in the etheric beings, the higher self as well, are aligned to these spoken words like this, and they will show up as such. From the divine love within my being, I call forth all laws I own, all beliefs I have, all vows I hold, all invocations I have made or received, and all contracts and agreements on all levels of my being, creating judgment, separating me from joy, peace, harmony, and love. I transmute them into the divine expression of creative love and embrace them into my wholeness, and so it is. Let that integrate into your being. I got a bunch of little zingers shooting up around the spine. That tells me some work has been done. These particular proclamations are from a fellow named Rich Work, who is no longer with us. What a great name. And from his two books, The Veils of Illusion and Proclamations of the Soul, which are no longer in print, but they can be accessed if you have the intention. Second proclamation. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I choose to be free of the holographic veils of illusions that have interfered with my ability to see my truth. I am prepared to accept responsibility for my world without distortion and illusion. I command that all thought forms and energies that have created the holographic veils and obstruct my ability to see my truth now be transmuted into divine truth. I command that the vibration of fear that has been attached to these veils and my perceived reality be transmuted into the vibrations of unconditional love, joy, peace, and happiness. For that is the reality I choose as my own. And so it is. So it is. Okay, back to the top of the page. There's a song there called Appearances. I see past appearances, I see the what is true. I see past illusions into the sacred heart of you. I see past confusion, I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. I am. I see past appearances, I see what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred heart of you. I see past confusion, I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to that one and only truth. I am. One more. I see past appearances, I see the what is true. I see past illusions to the sacred art of you. I see past confusion, I see the good in you. I see past all judgments to the one and only truth. I am. And so it is. So it is, and so it is. All right, the count of three, speak your true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch, fully present. wonder, I wonder. Let's go down to the song, I Wonder. I had to relearn it real quickly there. The third eye opens up that sense of wonder. It doesn't open it up. It reawakens it in us. I don't know how you are with your own sense of wonder, but words like wonder and fascination are the words of the third eye, and I invite you to start using those. That's fascinating. Wow, I wonder about that. What it does is it opens up the doorway. It invites new information in. It invites a larger perspective on it. The child has a sense of wonder. Perhaps you can recall a moment when you saw something for the first time. Maybe it was a flower. When you saw that flower, it was a full-bodied experience where all the senses were involved because you'd never seen anything like that before. And when you paid attention to it, when you gave it your focus and your energy and your vibration, it gave all that back to you. And you probably saw way more there and felt way more there and experienced way more there in that moment than you had ever experienced before or since with that particular flower. Because once the name was given to the flower, oh, well, that's a poppy. The minute it became a poppy, it lost all the other things, if you will, because we began to just see it and say, you're a poppy, and then move on to the next thing. And we lost the experience with it. So we lost our sense of wonder that was there the first time. We can still apply our sense of wonder to that poppy every time we see it and begin to experience the beauty of the color and the shape of the petal and the way it moves in the wind and the way it speaks to us and leans towards the sunlight, inviting us to do the same and to open up to that vibration. There's nothing sweeter than having a sense of wonder. So the invitation here with Third Eye is to reclaim that sense of wonder. So here's a tune. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore what's beyond the meadow, what's behind the door. I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Two more times. I wonder, yoo-hoo, I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore what's beyond the meadow and what's behind the door. I wonder. A wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Yeah. One more. I wonder about this life. I wonder about the inside. I'm curious, adventurous. I want to explore what's beyond the meadow, what's behind the door. I wonder. I'm a wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Yeah, I'm a wide-eyed wanderer, wandering the world. Yeehaw! Nothing says it like country. Reawaken that sense of wonder. Gosh. It changes everything. When I was down at the beach, I had that sense of wonder. And when those dolphins showed up and I saw all the blowing out there and the puffs of the water vapor, I rushed to my feet away from the rock that I was leaning against that had opened itself up and was being so warm and gentle with me. I jumped down and ran down to the water and into the water, actually, into the point that I forgot that I had my phone in my shorts there. And well, that's all insignificant. But I was just yelling at them, shouting to them, come back. I just had visions of them coming to the shore and beaching themselves, and we just sort of would hang together the rest of the day, and I would just feed them water. You know, and that didn't work out. But, boy, I felt like a little boy. And I said, gosh, I need you guys. I need you guys. I needed that vision at that moment. In the work that I've been doing, I needed that vision. And that's how life shows up. When we have clarity in our chakras, when we have clarity, especially in this third eye, we begin to see the truth beyond what shows up. Things aren't what they appear to be. You know that. Look at that song. I see past appearances. There's oh so much more. Oh so much more. There's an old exercise where you take a common object and you start to look at it and you see all the different things it could be used for, like a pencil. You know, it's a diving board for fleas. It's beautiful. Okay, it's something you can actually, my mom used to use it to hold the pug in the back of her hair when she turned her hair. I don't know how she did that. It was pretty magical. It could be a flagpole if you just set it in the ground. It could be a drumstick. Okay, on it goes. That reawakens your imagination. The imagination is the one thing that has been taken away from humanity, quite honestly, in the civilized world. And it's progressively done so through the education system. No offense, I was a teacher for many years. And we were programmed and basically told to teach facts, not imagination. And when the kids lost imagination, you saw the fire go from their eyes. And typically happened in third grade, fourth grade. By then, the sense of wonder was shut down by learning the California missions or whatever it was going to be for your particular state. It was a sad, sad day, and we all felt it. And when everybody just lined up in those rows, we lost our imagination together as collective. The only thing I could do is we brought it back in the afternoon and we sang and we sang and we sang. When they came back from lunch, I did everything I could to keep that open. But the system itself was shutting it down. When you steal the imagination, you steal the fire, you steal the creativity. When you take away the ability to attend, then you've taken the spark away. Don't let that happen to you. Don't surrender to the drug of television so much, to the drug of the programming that basically is telling us that not to imagine. Listen to stories. Listen to stories on the radio. There's a beautiful channel in Sirius Radio that's the old talk radio in the sense that they'd have these shows on there, and you could listen to them, and they have the sound effects. Read a book. My goodness. TV is designed, and so are movies, that they change images about every 4 seconds to keep us stimulated and active and involved in that. We don't need that. It compromises our sense of imagination. So please, my imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. In the middle of the page, towards the bottom. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. One more. My imagination truly opens up the world. It takes away the limits held by space and time. Fantasy and dreams, they let me sail beyond the boundaries. I explore the universal mind. With my will and power, I can manifest the formless into life. So it is, and so it is. You'll see some of these little song titles are underlined. If you click on those, you can go actually to the website, and you can hear that song, actually. And if you're so inclined, you can actually purchase it and download it. You can give me 69 cents. It's actually 99. PayPal takes 30 cents from that. But hey, then you've got yourself a song. Or you can just listen to it and learn it and then forget all that. All right, just take a breath. Reclaim yourself. Reclaim yourself. Go back and tap that third eye a little bit. Just tap it and bring your awareness back to that space. I wonder. Fascinating. My imagination. All of these things. The third eye allows us to manifest, allows us to put into vision, into intention, that which we want for our life, the forms that we would like to see. Once we have the vision of it, we speak it into manifestation. We use the throat chakra. We manifest through the creativity of the second chakra. Use the will center to put it into place. Massage it and drench it in the love vibration. Send it out and put it into the vision center so that simultaneously as we speak it, it is sent out in its vision. And the universe is designed to follow the guidelines, to give us what we desire. And here's the caveat. Oh, so much more, to give us oh, so much more. We cannot be limited by our weak imaginations. The universe has oh, so much more to present to us. And so this is why when we send it out for manifestation, we send it and then we let go of the form. We don't know how it's going to show up. We know that it's going to show up, and we trust that. And we do it through our actions. We show up in every moment and go, wow, is that it? Is that it? And sometimes it's so subtle as it begins to manifest and show up. Let's go to the intent song. In endless potential, I set my intent. Straight into this moment, my focus is sent. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. In endless potential, I set my intent. Straight into this moment, my focus is set. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. One more. Well, in endless potential, I set my intent. Straight into this moment, my focus is set. Clear in desire, I give it away. The details are handled as long as I say I let go, let go, let go. I let go, let go, let go. I let go. I get out of my own way. Well, we've reached the end of our time. Darn, I had so many more things ready to roll with us. However, I'll stay on for a minute, and I'll go ahead and through some of these things. What we didn't do is we have a particular song about focus. It's about awareness. Well, we talked a whole lot about that. You can actually click that and go online and listen to that one, so I'm not going to do that one. We also have a mantra, the Om Grinihi Suryaya Adityam, which calls upon the power of sun to heal the eyes. Now, it isn't just healing the outer eye. It's healing the inner eye. And sunshine and all the codings that come through, CODINGS, that come through on a daily basis, are designed to give the cells information in terms of how we are to deal with the vibration of each day. So this is why it's essential to go out and actually get some sunshine on a daily basis, whether you live in an overcast area or what. Get outside, and if you got the thing about sun and how harmful it is, then go out before 10 or after 3 where the sun's rays are at a different angle and that stuff doesn't harm you. Use the sun. Click on that, and you'll hear that particular mantra. It's done 108 times. I'm not sure it's done that way on the sample, but you can do it 108 times once you learn it. The only other things we had were the invocation to Ascended Master Hilarion and a song for the Elohim, Cyclopaedia and Virginia. These are basically indicators of, they are the invocations to the overseers of the particular ray that focuses on the third eye chakra. And I will go ahead and run through these. These are part of the series that I'm doing on the chakras. Now, I'm happy to announce here, as we bring to a close, that I have just finished the second chakra CD. I have the root chakra CD, which has been available for a while, and now I just finished the second chakra CD. So that is available online as well as ordering on the CD, the shipped CD. So I'm very excited about that, and I'll begin work immediately, if not sooner, on the third chakra, so that eventually I have all seven chakras with total immersion series is what it's called. They will serve you in many, many deep ways in terms of keeping you in alignment. Bottom line is to keep your vision open. Nothing is as it seems. Nothing is as it seems. Take a step back, take a breath, and then allow the bigger picture to unfold. Your higher self, your guides, everyone is working for us to give us clarity. any of these things that we did, any of the specific activities that we did, and tapping that third eye, using the fingernail to stimulate the acupressure point, the alternate breathing, all of these things are designed to reopen and reacquaint you with the power of that particular chakra. Use it. Use your vision. Exercise your wonder, your sense of wonder, and become fascinated again with the moments of living. Everything is a gift to us. I just really invite you to play with this one. It is so powerful. And then with everything you do, ground it in your body and make it a full-bodied experience. Because anything from the higher chakras down, we want to really activate and bring in the root, the lower chakras, to support that experience. The spiritual path isn't just about going into the cosmos. It's about going into our inner cosmos as well as the outer cosmos. So feel it, experience it, grok it, get it into the cells, roll in the mud, all of those things, and it'll be a superb experience. I know, just like yesterday down at the beach. I can't wait to get down there again and see what it has in store. So I wish you a blessing through the day. If there are any questions or comments, just *6, you can ask them. I'll stay on, and I'll do the Ascended Masters and the Elohim song. Thank you for being a part of it. Give me till tomorrow to get the recording done. I'll send you the link, and then you can download. If you want to join tonight's call again, it'll be the same but different. You never know. You're free to do that. So thank you so much. Our next call will be next month, and I don't have it in front of me. When is it? I'm going right now to my quick... It is July 16th. We'll be doing the crown and the soul star, which is the entry point 18 inches above the crown. So be a part of that. We'll see how flooding the body with the crown energy and letting the soul star be the focal point to bring it in can really begin to raise the frequencies of the experience of all of the chakras. So thank you so much for being a part of it. I wish you endless blessings. Thank you, thank you. Any comments, questions?
Hi, Mark. This is Phyllis.
Yeah, hi, Phyllis.
Hi. Those dolphins, they are very high spiritual creatures.
Yeah.
And believe me, even though they didn't come to you, they were there for you.
Mm. Thank you, thank you.
They came back a few times.
They're so aware. Yeah, they came back. They were hanging out there.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mark, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, blessings to you.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Phyllis. All right. Well, I'm going to do those two songs. Hilarion. Calling Hilarion, Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion, open my eyes of intuition, bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Hilarion, calling Hilarion, Hilarion. Come forth, Hilarion. Open my eyes of intuition. Bring me the knowledge of beyond. Expand my vision into all dimensions. Reveal the gifts of science to bring healing to the wayward minds of man. Please. Come forth, Hilarion, calling Hilarion, Hilarion, come forth, Hilarion. Cyclopedia in Virginia. The Elohim are designed to dispense the specific energies of the ray into the humanity, into you and me. So we call upon them to go ahead and initiate the specific form of how that vibration is going to show up for each of us. Cyclopedia and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth and focus, ensure the grand design. And with the emerald way of life, open up my third eye. Cyclopedia and Virginia, ministers of healing, Elohim you are. Remedy the misuse of science and the mind. Bring the sacred music to which we realign. Bring the truth in focus, ensure the grand design. With the emerald way of life, open up my third eye. Open up my third eye. Open up my third eye. Well, hopefully down the road, not hopefully, they will be available when I get to the sixth chakra. Just finished the second. Have a delightful, delightful month. Blessings.
Mark?
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah.
This is Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hey. I was wondering, can I order that today, the second chakra CD?
You can.
Okay. Can I pay through PayPal, or do I need to send
you a check?
You
can just go right online, and if you go to the CD page, it actually, there's a link right in the front page, right at the top.
Oh, okay.
You can click it, and you're right there, whether you want to order the CD or do the download, either or. And
okay,
I'm here. I'll be here till Friday. And then I'll hit the road. But I'm taking it with me so I can orders on the road. So I'll get it off if you want CD.
Okay, yeah. I've listened to the Root Chakra for like 3 years now, so this is exciting.
Now that you are one with the earth, it's time to get into the soup.
Yes, we must do that. Okay,
indeed.
Well, thank you so much, and your voice is beautiful as always.
Oh, bless you too. All
okay,
right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
Hey, Mark, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, thanks so much. This was wonderful. Lots of fun.
It was a good morning. Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, neat stuff. Very cool.
So you sent me an email.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there or you're gone?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Let me give you a call.
Okay.
Okay. So let me
thanks.
Close this out and I'll give you a call.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. All right.